Seattle Mayor Ed Murray has said that his goal with raising the minimum wage was compromise, a deal between business and labor that would stave off a battle for votes. The compromise became law last month, but it looks like there may be a fight anyway. The new law faces challenges at the ballot box and in the courts. KUOW reporter Deborah Wong has the story.
Challenges to the $15 an hour law are advancing on several fronts, and one is being cooked up inside a small Seattle cafe.
Do you by chance need a punch card?
Angela Koff's business, Flying Apron, employs about 30 people. She has two retail locations that sell gluten-free and vegan food.
We've got scones and muffins and cake and cupcakes.
Koff is actually a supporter of raising the minimum wage. She thinks $12.50 an hour would be a reasonable compromise, but the current plan requires small businesses to pay $15 an hour by 2021. That wage increases to more than $17 an hour by 2024.
We have no idea what is going to happen as a result of the ordinance. We have no idea. There's never been a city who's actually gone this aggressive on increasing the minimum wage. Any of the prior city examples have spent years increasing to essentially the rate we're at now.
And since the plan was rushed through the city council in record time, Koff says a lot of the people she talks to don't even know it's become law.
And when they think about it, they're like, whoa, wait a second. We didn't actually think that was going to go through. That actually went through. That was signed into law.
So Koff and the group she co-chairs, Forward Seattle, are trying to put the law up for a vote of the people.
Hi there. Interested in signing a petition?
Over the weekend, Forward Seattle co-chair Katrina Tugati collected signatures in front of Koff's cafe.
There was a minimum wage law recently passed in Seattle, and what we want is to put it on the ballot so Seattle voters can vote it, up or down.
The group has raised enough money to put 80 paid signature gatherers out on the streets. If they can collect just over 16,000 signatures before July 2nd, they can insert a referendum on this November's ballot. Voters can then either approve or reject the new minimum wage law. Angela Koff says she's basically turned her business over to her husband so she can make the deadline.
Because we don't have much time, and this is our last opportunity to try to do something about this and make sure that we're heard.
Forward Seattle is one of two groups trying to put the law up for a popular vote in the fall. West Seattle resident Craig Keller is also collecting signatures for a referendum. He's working on a largely volunteer campaign. The law is also being challenged in court. The International Franchise Association has filed suit claiming the law discriminates against franchisees. Those are local small businesses that operate Subways, McDonald's, and a host of other less well-known brands.
My name is Kathy Lyons, and with my husband and I, we own Bright Star Care here in North Seattle.
Kathy Lyons is a plaintiff in the suit. She employs 22 people in a franchise business that provides in-home care for seniors. The new law regards all franchisees as big businesses because of their connection to a larger corporate parent. That requires them to phase in the $15 an hour minimum wage faster than other small businesses. Lyon says that puts her business at a competitive disadvantage.
We're just like our partners down the street who provide home care that are not a franchise. And to put us on a different level of playing field to be able to compete is just not just. In my terms, un-American. You know, that's all I can say.
The lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court seeks an injunction to stop the law from going into effect next year. Seattle's Mayor Ed Murray says the lawsuit is just a distraction. He believes the city is on solid legal footing in terms of how it regards franchisees. As for the ballot challenges, Murray says he finds them disappointing.
I worry that this is going to poison the atmosphere between business and employees in this city. I thought we had a way to come together. No one was happy, but no one is ever happy when you work on a compromise.
Murray says if the minimum wage is put before voters, he thinks it will win at the ballot box. And supporters of the new law say they're prepared to fight for it.
I don't think there's any standing still. It's still up in the air.
Philip Locker is one of the founders of 15 Now. That's the group that had been advocating for an even more aggressive $15 an hour plan. Locker says the only way to preserve the new minimum wage law in Seattle is to ensure that it spreads.
Either we succeed in spreading $15 throughout King County and Washington State and nationwide, or Seattle's going to be under enormous pressure from business to undermine, water down further, and eventually overturn the 15 that was passed here. It's not secure. It's not stable.
And the fight is likely to be a long one. Whatever happens in the courts or on this November's ballot, other groups have announced they will challenge the law next November as well. I'm Deborah Wong, KUOW News.